coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Lose control, a body, a soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited to be here again today. And you have tuned in to a positive way to start your day. And I've got two of my friends here. I'm really excited. I've got Francis Starr, who I'm really excited. We're going to, like, kind of tip on a little bit of your Louise Hay. Thank you very much. Your journey and where you're going with that. It's going to be so exciting and such another positive person in the world. I'm really excited with that. So I can't wait to hear a little bit about that. And then I have Christy Blanson, and she is with I'm like totally doing this right. Kids, parent click. Thank you. I'm thinking moms. That's why I'm thinking. You know, and I'm so excited because you have your expo this weekend.
Our
so we're gonna,
expo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna talk a little bit about that, and find out who all the vendors are, and you know a little bit more about your company and what you do, and all the different people that are connected to you. So, one, I want to start off with letting everybody know, if you're just tuning in for the first time, you can definitely, you can stream us at KimPaganoShow.com. And up on the right-hand corner is a place where you can listen live. And then also you can go on our Facebook. I posted all over the world today, I'm telling you, just to tell you what we're talking about here. And also our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We have Matt on our board, and we welcome your calls because we love what you say out there and what you have, you know, if you have something that resonates with what we're talking about, we want to hear from you. So, anyways, ladies, tell us a little bit about what's going on in your life.
Oh, you want me to start here?
Sure, Frances.
Well,
you're making a big transformation in your life. I'm really excited.
Another one. It's just constant on the journey, right? And, you know, my husband and I own our business just around the corner from here, and I've been there for many years helping to grow that as the marketing manager and director, well, rather director of sales and marketing. So I'm ready to hand that position off to someone. So I'm in the interview process right now, and that's really exciting because I've been spending, well, my lifetime studying different ways to transform my own life, and then in the last couple of years have spent a lot of time with formal training in different areas, and so now it's time to launch out and really start in that new aspect of my life. So it's real exciting.
That is. And now, what brought all that on? You know, and I mean, Christy, you're with Parent Click, right? Mm-hmm. You're a mom, right? I'm a mom. Why do we ask for more work? You know, that's the question. And I'm going to kind of put this out to all the moms out there today. I thought we would just really hit, you know, the moms. I mean, if you're a dad out there and you have like, wait a minute, what about us? I'm a stay-at-home dad, because there are a lot now. I think it's really interesting to find out why we continue our journey. Is it because we need more in our lives? Is it because we want to feel a little bit more fulfilled? You know, what is it that takes us to that next step? And I know you're making a huge transition, kind of like, you know, where I was. I've been a hair therapist for several years. I still love and adore my clients. But now I'm on the radio every morning. I still, you know, kind of like sometimes think, wow, wait a minute. We also have a construction company. I do all the books for that. But this is something that I still love. And so I'm just kind of throwing it out there. What makes us take that next step? You know, Chrissy, can you add to that? What made you? You have how many children do you have?
I have two. Okay. 6 and 9.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, what did you work before?
I did work before. Yes, for many years I worked for a major utility. And but you know, this was now I'm with ParentClick.com. I have been for quite a while now, and I just really you know, I was looking for that next chapter. I was looking for something that, you know, could be both, you know, fulfilling, and you know, I could be a part of the community and part of something that I was passionate about, and at the same time spend more time with my kids and really be there more so for them. And, you know, this is really the best of both worlds. And you talk about taking extra things on. I think that as moms, you know, I almost think it's kind of just, you know, it's in our makeup to just take on everything that we can, and really, you know, keeping in mind that we're role models for our children, and, you know, and we can. So why wouldn't we? You know?
And I really empower that. I empower if anybody's listening right now and they're going, yeah, I'm president of the PTA, or I've taken this on, or there's a reason. It is a reason, because we have enough to fill other people's cups. Mm-hmm. And there's only a certain amount of people that can do that. And then the other people are the people that we fill their cups. Mm-hmm. And so applaud yourself if you're one of those people that can stand above and still conquer taking care of your kids, taking care of your home, taking care of your family, because that's a huge job in itself. So
absolutely, well, yeah. Absolutely. And it's great to have a partnership. My husband and I have a great partnership, so I'm always feeling very supported in any new venture that I take on, and that's really fantastic. So having a way to get that support while you are, you know, taking on a lot is really important too, and making sure that you take time for yourself. You know, you're right to applaud all of us and all of the women out there who want to take on so much, but we also have to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves and that we're being in balance with that, because then we're really being true. If we don't give to ourselves, then we will eventually burn out, and we don't want that to happen.
We talked a little bit last night, and, you know, it's funny, Francis and I were playing bonkers. And, you know, and it's funny because, you know, here in my busy world, people are like, how do you have time to play bonkers? I want to have time. These are my friends out there. If you don't have time to fill your cup, and sometimes you get so busy, you know, your motor's going, and you just don't stop, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, that's what we work hard for our little trophies of our friends, of our walking, of our, you know, I have a support group. There's just so many things that we still need to add, and that's what fills our cups. Right. So if you are just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, your host. I'm here with Frances Starr. She is actually going through a transformation in her life, but she's actually going to be doing life coaching and certified hypnotherapist, right?
Right.
And then we have Christy Blanson, and she was with ParentClick.com, another great, you can find anything and everything. It's all over Ventura County, right?
We cover all of Ventura County. And yes, I mean, if it's family friendly and it's going on in the county, then, you know, it's on our site. And, you know, that's what we're all about. I mean, we're really about our families and providing, you know, comprehensive information. And
I'm so excited, because that's what my show's all about, mm-hmm. is positive talk, positive things in our community, and just adding value to our lives every day. So I'm so excited to be a partner with you. And you know what? And if anybody else out there is interested in being a part of my show, I want to give you a phone number at 805-419-0008. I'd love you to give me a call. I'd love to see if you are a match for my show. Not everybody is, but, you know, the people that are, I welcome them. I want to learn more about your business. Also, if you have something that we're talking about and you want to just add and tell us about your journey, give us a call here at 805-639-0008. Also, you can send me an email at kim@kimpaganoshow.com, and I'd love to hear from you. Also, today we're going to be talking to Chef Dan, let's see if we can get this right, Kudoro, and he's going to be talking about mealtime, and guess what? It's McDonald's mealtime. So tips on how to make mealtime fun for the whole family. You know, and something about those French fries, you know, I still, you know, it's like diet, not diet, you know, it's something I'll be like, okay, I'll get you it. And I just have one. Mom, why don't you get it yourself? I just need one of those French fries. So anyways, I'm really excited to be talking a little bit about that. And we just got lots of stuff. We're going to find out about the Kids Expo this weekend how everybody can go over there and check it out. So stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Hi, it's Kim, and I want to share someone with you. My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
You know, what a great song, because I really feel if you are that kind of mom, there is not any mountain high enough that you know, protects you from your children, right? I mean, we're kind of, I know for myself, you know, it's sometimes you have to let your children go and grow, you know, and at the same time you're like, but are you going to be okay, you know? So I love that aspect of, you know, being a mom for me and, you know, a mother of four. And then, you know, and then you have your own self of who you are. And I love that, you know, both of you represent the other end of who we are. We've developed who we really are. So I'm really excited to learn more about Parent Click and about your transformation, that you're going to be out there helping women like me. I really think that it's all about partnering up with the right people in your life. So anyways, if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, your host, and I got Christy Blenson here from Parent Click and ParentClick.com. If anybody's out there, you know, you might want to click on it right now. They've got so many resources, and it's going to be a great weekend this weekend. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to be there. I'm going to meet all these great people that are going to be out there. Frances, if you're around, I would love you to come out. In fact, Betty Alkazian, she's my mom coach out there. She's going to be there.
Yep, she'll be there.
Yeah, in fact, we were like, ooh, maybe we can have a table next to each other, so that would be cool. But and then I've got Frances Starr here, and she is a life coach, and she's going to be talking a little bit about that. So right now what I would love to do is open up my lines. I have $10 off of Famous Dave's, and love to give away a coupon right now, a gift certificate to there. So we'll take caller number 3 at 805-639-0008. Have you guys ever eaten there? I love their, you guys want to go out and eat there? It's great ribs. So they've got the spicy barbecue sauce and...
Ooh, is that Simi Valley?
There's Simi Valley.
I have. Oh, that's tasty.
Yes, definitely. So 805-639-0008. Give us a call here. All right, so Christy, tell us about ParentClick.
So ParentClick.com is really an online resource for families, as I said. I work for ParentClick.com Ventura County. We do have multiple community sites. We're in over 280 cities now. Like I said, I mean, we're an online resource in the terms of we have a business directory with over 1,700 organizations that cater to
families.
That's
it? 1,700? Gosh.
And growing every day. And
well, what kind of businesses do you have?
So, I mean, really, we cover quite a few different categories. We have, when you pull up our site and you go to our business directory, we have a number of categories from, you know, activities, attractions, and recreation to, home, green living. We also have photographers. But, you know, quite a big part of it, too, is preschools, child care, private schools. We have all of the public schools in there. We also have, you know, classes, clubs, dance, sports. I mean, really, as you can see, we have the whole gamut. I mean, anything that's child-friendly, family-friendly, like I said, if it's going on in Ventura County, if it's a service or, you know, anything catering to kids, then we've got it in our directory.
Wow. Yeah. And so do people come to you with different things that are going on in the, you know, out here in Ventura?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have, in addition to our business directory, we also have an event calendar that updates daily on our site. We're covering events all over Ventura County. And and my part, as well as our other community editors, you know, it's really, one of the primary things that we do is finding out about all of the activities and all of the events that are going on. But at the same time, we do have, you know, events. We are notified and, you know, people reach out to us as well to let us know about what's going on in the community. And that way, you know, really at all times, we have all of our bases covered and, we can let our families know, you know, all of the different activities that are going on. Some families are looking for the recurring, you know, story times and things like that. But then we also cover your once a year type events and everything in between.
So, Christy, does it pertain to a certain age level? I mean, because our kids are... Wait, how old is your daughter, Frances?
14.
Yeah, so, how old are your kids?
6 and 9.
Yeah,
yes.
So,
we do cater to families with kids newborn to age 18.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's everybody.
Really,
that's
yes.
Great. Mm-hmm. So moms that are just new moms right now, and they're maybe do you have like a chat room or anything like that where they can talk to other parents and get tips and that kind of thing?
We do have a chatter forum, and anybody at any time can log on to our site and is able to view the information. But one of the things that we offer is free membership on our site, and it's super easy to join. And when you do that, then you automatically, you know, have the ability to post on our site, so you can actually post. For instance, with, you know, on our chatter forum, we have moms, you know, that can talk back and forth about a certain book or movie. They can do recipe swap. They can share articles, tips.
Recipe swap.
Oh,
I
yeah.
like it. That's
There's,
great.
There really is no limit. We have, you know, so many different categories. Anyone can log on now and take a look at, you know, all of the different articles that we already have that, you know, have been shared. But then with your free membership, you can post as well. And one of the great things about membership is that we give each member online a member dashboard, so they can really manage all of their posts from there too, because in addition to that particular forum, they also will have the ability to post a testimonial or reply or post a comment to, you know, that's, you know, a chatter or anything else that they see on the site. So it's very, very interactive. It becomes very interactive.
How many members do you have?
Oh, well, we have quite a few members. Nationwide now, we have over 40,000 members.
Wow.
And our numbers are growing every day. Like I said, we have our individual community sites, and anybody who would be interested in taking a look at some of the other community sites can get to it very easily from our homepage. We have quite a few families who travel, so maybe they're from Ventura County, but maybe they're heading out to, you know, Orange County. We have an Orange County site. If they're going out to Vegas, we have a Vegas site, even if they're going as far as Texas or even D.C.
So once you're a member, then you can kind of travel with ParentClick.com.
Well, absolutely, and I mean, really in a manner where you can post, but anybody nationwide can, you know, can log on and view.
That's what's so amazing with the internet now. You know, mm-hmm. it's like on mine, a lot of people stream. I have people from all over the world streaming, and I'll get a text going, I love your show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, where do you live? Oh, London. I'm like, Sarah, you know, that's what's so cool. You had a question, Frances.
Oh, I was just going to ask you to expand a little bit on the dashboard. I think that's really great. Mm-hmm. So you can customize it so that if there's a particular organization or business you have an interest in and you want to see, I'm kind of asking, then you can watch for on your dashboard maybe testimonials on that, or how does that work?
Well, you can follow in the way that, let's say you're looking for, you know, you talk about a particular business, mm-hmm. or if you're looking for, let's say, a particular school, what you can do, we have a notepad feature where you can actually keep track of the different organizations that you, say, want to follow or find out more information on. And so that's just one of the features that comes along with the member dashboard. Yeah.
Oh, right. Very good.
So now, do you have, like, dentists that you can talk, you know, like, ask questions to? Is that, I mean, every business, any business?
Absolutely. You know, really, like I said, any business or organization that caters to family, we have our listings are, you know, standard listings. They're free listings. So, I mean, our bottom line is having the information available to our families. So if there's, you know, something, you know, let's say every week we send out a free weekly e-newsletter. That's something that also comes with your membership. It's free. So if it's, let's say, every week we focus on a different theme. So if we're looking at baby teeth to braces, okay, we just had an issue probably a few weeks back about baby teeth to braces. Then myself and the other editors, we can call our local dentist and see if they want to, you know, contribute any articles or information. You know, it's a really good opportunity, and this is why we have a different theme every week. You know, just
so what was the theme this week? Was it that?
Actually, this week our issue that's being released today.
Ooh,
is,
today, okay.
Is our spring break camp guide, and that is actually it's a guide we have. Every week we send out a different weekly e-newsletter, but six times a year we send out a guide. And so today, being released today, is our spring break camp guide. And then next month we'll have our summer camp guide. And we have several different guides. We have a
You do all the research to find this?
Myself and the other editors, yes.
How many editors are there?
We have three total, mm-hmm, covering Ventura County.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, technically, I've been doing this since about November of 2010, but really more on a full-time basis. Started last May or June of last year.
Wow. Mm-hmm. If anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm talking to Christy Blanson of ParentClick.com, and you are one of the editors, mm-hmm. right? I've got Frances Starr in my studio here, too, and we're gonna talk a little bit with her, too. But isn't it a lot of work?
You know, It can be. I mean, because there's always something going on in Ventura County, which is a wonderful thing. So,
isn't it amazing that we're kind of a small town, but there's so much. I don't think I've ever in my life, because I've lived in, you know, San Fernando Valley before. That's where I was brought up. Do you agree? There's always something going on out here.
It's just such a wonderful area to, you know.
Have you always lived out here?
You know, I haven't. You know, I'll be quite honest. I'm from Northern California.
Right.
But it's so wonderful down here in that it's such a great place to raise a family. And like we mentioned, there's so many different things to do. And so when you ask about, you know, the work involved, it's, you know, for me, it's something I'm so passionate about.
That's what I wanted to get to. That's because
right.
So it doesn't feel like work. When you guys,
it does not feel like work.
And that's something, right. Frances, you know, that's what we're going to talk with you a little bit about. When you're doing something that you're so passionate about, you know, and that's really how I started the show, being passionate mama, you know, is it's not work anymore. It's about meeting new people and loving what you do. And I mean, you must meet incredible people. That's what it is. It's like that connection. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love doing this show every morning, because I know if you're out there and you're listening right now that, you know, you're passionate about what we're talking about here. And that's what I truly think, that the gift of life and for women and men and our children that we can, you know, kind of pass down to them, is that to find your gift. To find that gift that you're so good at without having to work really hard at doing anything. And a lot of times we, you know, when we're younger, we kind of get into that role of doing what we thought we might want. And then different opportunities come like this. I mean, mm-hmm. I feel so fortunate that I've had 4 children. I have an amazing husband who's my partner. Like, you know, you guys obviously have to have great partners. Okay. And then I do my hair, which I love. I've got clients that I've had for years. They're like family to me. And then this is another extension. And, you know, how fortunate is it that you can be open? But you have to look for those signs when something knocks at your door and that you say, yeah, I'm going to do this. You know that feeling like you get a little nervous, but you're going, yeah, I'm going to take this chance and see where it rolls. But the thing that I really want to stress is if you've gone down that road and maybe it doesn't fit you, there's still another road. You know, things open up wherever you are.
But you won't know unless you try.
Right.
I mean, you really won't. And so, you know, overcoming that fear and just kind of moving through it. And then you feel like you accomplished something because you were able to move through that fear. And if it doesn't work out, well, it was an experience. And you just, you know.
And I'm so glad you said that because so many people were thinking, if I make this change, I'm going to fail. Well, okay. We all fail every single day, but it doesn't mean that we can't get right back up and start again. Mm-hmm. So with that, we're going to take a really quick break, and I would love to give a gift certificate away to IHOP, and they're one of my new partners right now. So give us a call here. What I'm going to do is actually do a little trivia question here, and what I'm looking at is who has let's see. Who is a mom of 6 kids? It was a TV show. And let's see, 3 girls and a stepmom to 3 boys. Do you guys remember this show? It was one of my favorites. Let's see, although the house may be full, there is always room for some singing. And so if you can tell me who that mom was on TV, I'll give you that hint right there. I will give a gift certificate away to IHOP, and it's one of my favorite places to go for breakfast. I love their German pancakes. Do you guys eat pancakes?
I do.
No. You don't? You don't.
No.
Okay, so are you like the omelet lady, or what do you eat? What's your breakfast?
My breakfast is a morning shake.
Oh,
protein
okay.
Shake and a piece of fruit.
Oh, she's so good. She's good. And what kind of pancakes do you like?
You know, I love to make pancakes myself. I usually throw in some vanilla and brown sugar. And
Ooh, I like it. I like it. All right, well, give us a call here at 805-639-0008, and I'd love to take you to breakfast at IHOP. So give us a call. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone,
yeah,
and thank you for all your phone calls. But we do have a winner, and who is it, Matt?
We have Leticia on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Santa Paula.
Oh, perfect. And are you a first-time listener, or do you listen often?
I listen every day, and I really enjoy your show, and I really like it.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. So who is our winner? Who is our mother? Who's the mother?
Her name?
Yes.
Oh, let me see. Let me think. I know it's from the Brady Bunch.
Okay.
And is her name Carol?
Yes. All right. Good job. That was one of my favorite shows. I'm like thinking, you know, I've got four kids. How did she keep it all together, you know?
Yeah,
of course, she had a little help from Alice, right? So
yes,
wasn't that her housekeeper? All right. Well, you are going to have breakfast at IHOP. And what I'll do is stay on the line so Matt can get all your information. And have you clicked on a parent click yet?
No, you know what? I haven't.
Do you have children?
I do. I have three.
Oh, there you go. And do you work?
I do. I'm a full-time mom.
Oh, there
and,
you
go. I work full-time also, and I'm a single mom, too.
Hats off to you.
Good for you, Leticia.
Yeah. And what kind of work did you do, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm a community service worker.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And so how do you handle three children on your own? I mean, that's just amazing right there.
I just take it day by day. And actually, they're really good kids, and I just, you know, a lot of communication, basically.
That is really the secret. But you must be an amazing mom, because seriously, if you've got good children, that means they're helping support you and you're supporting them.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for listening, and I'm so excited you called in, and I appreciate it. And keep listening and share me with all your friends. Are you on Facebook?
You know, actually, I don't have Facebook, but I listen to you every day, and this is how I start my morning, is by listening to you.
I love it. It means so much to me. So thank you so much, and I'm so glad to talk to you.
Okay.
All right. You have a great day. All right. Well, that's how it is out there. So I love it. You know, I love when I get to, you know, we were talking about we can't see the people that are listening, but when they call in and I know that I'm doing my job, then it makes me worthwhile for being here. So.
Well, Kim, you had asked me last night when you said, you know, would you like to come on the show today? So it was kind of spontaneous, right?
I do everything spontaneous.
And you had asked me if, you know, there's something inspirational that I'd like to share. And Leticia just reminded me what that really is. And that's, like you say all the time, other people's stories. You know, hearing stories of just how people are dealing with life and overcoming any kinds of challenges and just taking on life in a positive way just to be happy. That you could just tell the change in Leticia's voice even when she spoke about her kids. They're great kids. I mean, that's just so wonderful.
And you know, I want to kind of just spot on that is we all have great kids. We had our parent coach on Betty the other day, and we were talking about sometimes, you know, we were talking about difficult teenagers. You know, that's a really hard time. You guys are almost there right now, right? I'm so in it, you know. I'm halfway out of it and halfway in it. But they all of a sudden, these sweet children that you've known all of a sudden start changing. And all of a sudden, their colors, you're like, where's my daughter? Where's my son? And what did they do with them? But be there. Don't give up on your children. And sometimes, you know, in a stressful situation when you're on your own or maybe you don't have a lot of family help or anything, you know, talk to them. Kind of go back down to their level to be who they really are, because they're just shouting out saying they need help or they need support or they're going through some troubled times. And, you know, don't give up on your kids. That's
right.
That's the biggest thing I want to say.
Right, right. So, yeah, again, just the stories of different people's lives and the challenges and the way they've overcome them. I mean, I love watching Ellen, too, you know, and she is one who really likes to take real people's stories and she brings them on the air and she shares how they've turned their life rather than being victims, how they know what they want and they figured out a way to live so that they can be happy in the midst of their challenge. And so, you know, different people's stories. And then when I even need inspiration for myself, I can look back on my own life and say, okay, where have I been able to overcome a challenge and get my strength back? Because, you know, we all have our ups and downs and things. So you look back and you go, oh, you know, I did this, I did that. I can overcome this challenge too, you know, and inspire ourselves with our own stories throughout our own journey.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and it is all about our journey. And like you said, I'm so glad you said that it's not all perfect. I mean, if we all said it was perfect, we would be lying to ourselves. But we have to face that life is life.
Well, it's change.
That's the only thing that we can definitely guarantee, that
right.
Life is going to change.
Right.
You know?
Things are changing. And so, and that's a beautiful thing, you know, who, you know, we Our situation change, things in life change, and it gives us an opportunity to grow, to experience contrast, you know, what we don't particularly like, and then we get to understand what it is we really do want in life so we can start to head in that direction. But sometimes we can't focus or understand what we really like or want if we aren't experiencing a little bit of contrast,
to
that every now and then, right?
You have to feel a little uncomfortable sometimes to kind of grow to that next step. So,
and I think that's good for our children to see it, too. I mean, again, we're role models for our children, so I think that for them to see us, you know, taking on new things and, you know, dealing with challenges and moving forward, you know, it gives them the strength and confidence in themselves to know that, you know, they can face anything, too. They'll be okay.
Yes, right. Exactly. And you know, I'm sure our husbands, you know, okay, I know my husband, they're supposed to be mad. We're supposed to be, you know, big and strong, right? But there's times that we have those feelings. I'm sure they do, too. And so, you know, that's what this show is all about, is really talking about your journeys and sharing where you've been so that it can help somebody else.
Well, and because we're not alone. I mean, right. We all have periods of self-doubt, of not feeling good enough, of different types of negative messages that we have in our heads, stories that we're telling ourselves that aren't necessarily true, you know, limiting beliefs. And it's a common human thing. We share that. And so when we can realize that we're all quite the same in that way and lift ourselves up and lift each other up, it's really, yes.
It's very
absolutely
comforting, right?
And learn from each other. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Right. And if anybody's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so excited that you are all here. And again, you know, at least Leticia said it perfect, a positive way to start your day. And really, that's what it's all about is, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you choose that you're here, that you can start your day, it's all about kind of, I always call it gratitude. Start your gratitude list. What are you thankful for? And I mean, we all have so many things to be thankful for living out here in, you know, California, and the amazing weather, the amazing, you know, that we have transportation, that we have food on our table, that we are able to work, that our kids are able to go to school. I mean, there's just so, I mean, right there, if you're waking up and you're going, oh God, the sun's not shining, the sun should always be shining in your heart. So I'm really excited to talk about that. We do have our next guest, and let me get my little paper here. We've got Chef Dan, and Dan, can you help me out with your last name?
Kudrow.
Kudrow. All right, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, and you are McDonald's executive chef, right?
That's correct.
So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're going to talk about.
Okay, well, so I'm an executive chef at McDonald's, senior director of culinary innovation, and I started here in 2004. I am a father of two beautiful kids, a 10-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old son, and we're here to talk to you today about our Happy Meal program, our Happy Meal Chefs program, how to maybe make mealtime a little bit more fun, get kids engaged in the kitchen and involved.
Perfect, perfect, and I'm 14,000 McDonald's.
It's mind-boggling.
I'm telling you. I remember the old ones with the arches, you know. I really just dated myself, didn't I? But you know what? They are a staple in our lives. I mean, and, you know, it's funny. Some people talk about fast food and, you know, but you guys are doing a really great job of trying to be more healthier. And I appreciate that. And our kids, you know, it's kind of a treat. I don't know if any of you, when, you know, your kids do good in school, can we go to McDonald's? Yeah, it's fine, you know. So I appreciate that. So tell us a little bit about the journey of McDonald's.
So, you know, the journey of McDonald's is wonderful. I grew up with McDonald's. It was some of my first restaurant experiences. My kids, like most kids, love McDonald's as well. And, you know, some of the journey that we're doing specifically towards children's well-being, and, you know, McDonald's has quite honestly always been committed to children's well-being with Ronald McDonald House Charities and all the work that we do. But, you know, we recently reevaluated and rebalanced our Happy Meal bundle. So, you know, it used to be the entree, the fry, the drink, and toy. Now it's the entree, a mini fry or a child-sized fries, and apples. And then also the drink with milk, chocolate milk, or juice, or water, or soft drink, as well as the toy. So there's the menu is changing, and then also the company's made a financial commitment with our advertising and our advertising agencies and committed that 100% of our national advertising to children will have a nutrition awareness or physical education awareness component of it.
You know, I think that that is so important because there's a lot of kids that are overweight now and just the complications for their health. And we never thought before when we were younger how it would affect us as we're older. Right. And it's all about investing in our bodies and investing in our children. And
those habits start young. So
they
this
do.
Is really fantastic that
yeah,
there's
it
some,
really
new,
is.
Some new changes coming in.
So what is McDonald's commitment to offer improved nutrition choices?
Well, it's what I talked with about as far as adding the apples to the Happy Meal as opposed to, you know, having the choice. It used to be, you know, you could either opt out of fries and get the apples. And, you know, our guests have told us they don't necessarily want to be told what to do. And they want the choices, but they don't want to give up on their fries, but they also want to have the apples.
And so that's why there's not as many, so my kids can't share as many with me. It's so funny because they're like a little smaller, which I guess, you know, I get where you're going now, and I'm glad that we're talking about it because at first you're thinking, you're getting less fries, but you're getting more fruit. So,
but yeah, you're getting that added fruit.
And
that allowed us to balance out the whole meal, making sure that our calorie counts are in line, and that's the commitment that we make. But then also just making sure that we have variety in other parts of our menu. But there's another program that I'm really excited about because this is it kind of starts at home with me. And again, I don't mean to preach to your listeners. I don't have all the answers. But as a father at home, I find that my family meals are a lot more interesting if I get the kids involved in the cooking up front. If I get them in the kitchen and I let my son go crack the eggs and or just let him press the blender, he's that much more connected to the food. So we've come up with an idea where we're actually going to take that to McDonald's. We have a Happy Meal Chef contest where we're going to let kids send us a video with their parent of three questions. So, you know, what makes mealtime fun? What's your favorite meal? How can you make it a little bit more healthy? And then why do you think you should be a Happy Meal Chef? And of that contest, 10 of those winners with their parent are going to come to us with the Olympics in London. They're going to come to the game. And then two of those kids are going to be grand prize winners. They're going to be able to come to Oak Brook, Illinois, our corporate office, work with me side by side in my kitchen. We're going to cook together. I'm going to show them some new products that are not even in the restaurants yet. Let them give us some thoughts on it, give us their opinion, allow them the opportunity to help influence where we should go with our menu.
I love that. That is, you know, very innovative. And I think that, you know, I mean, you're bringing, okay, so one, you're bringing the parents back together to cook together. And
right.
Yet at the same time, you're giving them education in the kitchen. And I really believe it's funny because my kids are all getting a little bit older and I tried forever to have them. My oldest daughter is an amazing cook. Now my younger daughter is, and now my boys are like, Mom, how do you make this? What was that ingredient? And I'm like, I'm still here, you know, but they really want to start to learn how to do everything.
Right.
So I love that you're doing that. Now, is each McDonald's going to, or how does that work?
It's actually a corporate sponsored event. So they would actually come to Oak Brook. So we'll be the two winners. So it wouldn't be the local McDonald's necessarily. But they would come into our kitchen here, and we'll have a whole event planned out for them here in Oak Brook, Illinois.
But it's nationwide, right?
It is. Oh yeah, absolutely. It's nationwide. So the website is www.happymealchef.mcdonalds.com, and we're looking for kids ages 8 to 11, and they're, you know, do that short video, that 3-minute video. It could be off your phone. It could be off one of those little flip cameras. I mean, it's not very complex. And we're excited. We're hoping we get a lot of entries.
Wow. And now where are you advertising besides Kim Pagano's show?
Well, we've been talking to quite a few radio stations. We've got the website. We have it, I believe, on a lot of our Happy Meal boxes that tell kids where to go.
Great. And you know what? Would you do me a favor? I'm going to post this, and maybe we can post this on Parent Click.
We'll put it on our Facebook and on our site, absolutely.
Right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Dan, can you do me a favor and go to my Facebook, Kim Pagano Show, and become a fan? and then also post that so I can share this with all my listeners. I think it's really cool, and I think that, you know, definitely the ages of 8 to 11 is just a perfect opportunity to kind of, you know, give value. So I think it's really cool.
Anyway, and again, I know parents are busy. I'm busy. I know it's not always easy, but just even the smallest thing in the kitchen. So, like, my son, go pick out your pasta, or go pick out the vegetable tonight. And, you know, I know I'm going to get a raised eyebrow and a little resistance. But what I tell him is, I said, now you can go pick out the vegetable, or I'll pick it out.
You want Brussels sprouts, or you want no?
Right.
Now, what kind of chef were you?
Well, I was classically trained chef. I worked at French restaurants in Manhattan, New York. I've worked at seafood restaurants in Dallas, Texas. I was an executive sous chef at the Four Seasons Hotel in Las Colinas, Dallas. So, you know, classically trained chef, but now I'm the chef at McDonald's.
Wow. And so do you pick out how they make their meals and all that, or is that, I mean, who's behind everything?
Well, it does start in my kitchen. I work with a group of about 40 chefs that are from our supplier base and community, and we collaborate on the menu, and then we work with marketing and operations to make sure that, you know, the products that we're creating fit into our restaurant. But essentially, it starts in my kitchen.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And now, why do you enjoy working for McDonald's?
You know, aside from the fact that I'm a hero to every 5-year-old to 10-year-old out there, I have the coolest job in the world. I would say the biggest thing I have is when I was at the Four Seasons, I was able to impact maybe 300 guests an evening who would come into our restaurant. At McDonald's, I can have a positive impact on a menu that feeds 27 million people a day.
Unbelievable.
That's probably the biggest charge. And so even the Happy Meal program that we're doing, to be able to have the ability to influence that is a great honor, and it's a great responsibility.
How long has McDonald's been around?
1955, I believe.
Wow. 1955. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And they always are giving back, right? They have a lot of different places, charities, yeah, that they give back to, correct?
Right. Yeah, the Ronald McDonald House charity is probably one of the most amazing charities, allowing families to stay together when they need to be together the most.
Yeah.
When a child is in need at a hospital. I go to fundraisers. I do a lot of fundraisers for that, and I tell you, there's not a dry eye in the place when the stories start getting shared.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Do not even get me started there. And, Dan, where are you at? Where are you out of?
I work in Oak Brook, Illinois. It's our corporate office in about 20 minutes outside of Chicago.
Oh, that's great. Okay, good. Well, you know what? What a great cause, and I love McDonald's. I really do. It's one of my favorites, I have to say.
Well, I'm glad you're a fan.
Yep, and so if you could post this on my Facebook, that would be great. I'd love to share this with my listeners, and I really appreciate you coming on. And I appreciate that you are, you know, that McDonald's is making some changes to have us be healthy, because it really starts when we're young, and we have to, you know, like bad habits start, we need to start training them when they're young.
Right. I think we all agree on that.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Kim. Thanks for having me.
You got it. All right. Well, gosh, we're almost done with our show here, but I wanted to talk to you. Is there tips that you've learned, both of you, that could help my listeners in the sense of, you know, how do you make a transition? How do you go into your next step? You know, if somebody's out there and they're teetering on, you know, not really loving my job and I really want to go into something else, but they don't know what it is.
Well, I think connecting. You know, taking that time, meditation is a great way to facilitate that. Going through a meditation, taking that quiet time to yourself to really reflect, or actually in meditation, you're just quieting your mind. And as you begin to connect and using a coach such as myself, and there's other coaches out there, can help facilitate that as well, because deep inside, you really have the answers, but we're all have so much on the outside trying to get things done and take care of life, and that we've lost a little bit of that connection to ourselves. So getting a little bit quiet, quieting from our mind chatter and our self-doubts, and just starting to take that time to connect is a great way to start.
That's really good. And so would you You could do it in your car. You could do it. You know, one of my girlfriends, actually, Prudence, that's on my show on Thursdays. In fact, she's at a girls' her weekend this weekend down in San Diego. So she wasn't able to be here. But she's actually kind of taught me a little something. She'll get to a meeting maybe, you know, 15 minutes ahead of time and park, you know, down the street a little bit and put a little timer on her phone and just meditate and kind of just clear her mind. And I'm like, you know, usually I'm always rushing around, and you are early, but you're thinking of all these other things that you could get done before you're rushing in. Why not just take a moment to close your mind down for a second? And
it scared me for a second when you said when you're driving, and I thought, oh my gosh, not when you're driving. Yeah, you explained it exactly.
Yeah.
You explained that, so I get it. I understand that. But and then ask yourself some questions before you go into the meditation.
What kind of questions?
What is it I really want?
Ooh.
What is it I really want? What makes me happy?
What scares me? Can you ask that?
Well, of course, you could ask that. But, taking that time to get quiet and then asking yourself some questions and then just, you know, the answer may not come in that first 15-minute meditation.
Right.
You might meditate 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 times. Who knows? And the answers will start to come as you quiet. You just get quiet.
Right. Yeah. And it's all about really giving yourself that energy to accept what's coming into your life. Now, when you wake up in the morning, are you all groggy and or do you start your day? How do you start your day when both of you ladies wake up?
Well, for me, I mean, my kids get me going from the jump.
So they wake you up?
Well, no. I mean, we all pretty much wake up at the same time. It's kind of interesting. I think my kids sort of have the internal clock. I need the alarm clock to go off. But we all sort of wake up at the same time. They're at the ages now to where they know they can, you know, get up and get their clothes on. And so, but they really, you know, they really get me going in the morning in a lot of ways, actually, because you know how kids are. I mean, they wake up and, you know, they've got energy just, you know, right from the start. So
That's what I wish for. How can I get that energy back that, you know, our children wake up with? Mm-hmm. But as they get up to be teenagers, trust me, it's like, wake up, you know, 10 times over.
Sometimes I can wake up just filled with joy. And more so than not, I wake up like everybody else, just trying, opening my eyes, right. Trying to, okay, what's going to happen today? But if I just take a moment to start to focus on something I appreciate in my life, something that maybe I've been affirming for my day, and
what does that mean, affirming?
Really every thought that we think is an affirmation.
Okay.
So we can choose what we want to think about and focus our attention on. So perhaps I have something that I'm going to be doing that I might have considered a challenge, maybe at the office or dealing with interviewing, like I'm interviewing for my job or whatnot. I might affirm about, wow, I've got this great interview coming today. It's going to go smoothly. I'm going to ask all the right questions. And, you know, I might just think of something that's going to happen that day and start affirming something positive for. And it just gets my mind started and my energy started on something, you know, positive or, you know.
I think that's great. Yeah. You know, and affirmations are really great. Of course, I always end my shows with the mommy moment, and those are different positive affirmations. But it's really important to do, you know, the great little post-its, right? Of, you know, if maybe you're having a tough time in a certain area, you know, I could put one right here in the studio, you know, trust that this is always going to be a great show that I'm going to get through to people. You know, but just little things, smile, have a good time, drive careful, you know. Mm. It's all about that because it's just a memory of a little mental note that we just keep plugging away. So anyways, well, if anybody is just joining us right now, we've had an amazing show, and I hope that we've touched on some of the things that can help you. I want to thank Christy for being here with ParentClick.com. And tell everything really quick. We're down to the wire here, but about the expo this weekend. Where is it?
Kids Expo is at Pacific View Mall in Ventura this Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Over 70 exhibitors will be there with activities for the kids. It's completely free. It's indoors, so if it rains, no worries. Come join us. We're going to have a blast. There's going to be so much going on stage performances, demonstrations by our city safety personnel, just so much for kids, and again, ages newborn to 18. So come on down and have some fun with us.
Okay, great. I'm going to be there, too, so come
so
meet
excited.
Me. I will definitely be there. Frances, give out your information of where people can find you.
Right now, I'm still in development of my website, so they can find me at Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, M for Marie, star with two R's, at gmail.com if they would like to request any information, and that would be a great place.
Okay, perfect. And I want to remind anybody, if you've missed any part of our show and you want to listen again or you just want to hear what we talked about, you can listen from 1 to 2. Also, all my shows are downloaded on my Facebook, on my website at Kim Pagano Show. And if you are on Facebook, I have my own little race going on right now. I am trying to challenge myself to 500 people. I'm almost there, so like us, definitely. Spread the word. Tell everybody that you know about our show. And, you know, that's what it's all about, just trying to get out there. So I'm so excited to be a partner with Parent Click.
And we're excited as well. We're so excited to be partnering with you.
And definitely, again, come out to the Kids Expo this weekend. With that, I'd love to end my show with a mommy moment. And today's is, it is not failure itself that holds you back. It is the fear of failure that paralyzes you. And so with that, you know, gosh, take on the world. Do whatever it is, your dreams. Make your dreams come true, because that's what it's all about. With that, I'm Kim. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I thank you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Love is only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.